Okay, we are on Kuf Beis Amud Beis. We're going to start again. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Taisus Mai. Go across the line down. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Sandal HaTavar B'Pishtan Ein Chotzen Bay. A sandal that's sewn in linen, threads, you can't do chalitza. Shenamar V'Nalcho Tachash. Your shoe is going to be tachash, it's a kind of leather. Come from a certain animal. Maybe the Torah insists on that kind of leather. The Gemara now Nariba. The now is Marba. Okay. He now Nariba Filikomilinamis, even not leather. Okay, Takash Mayami, it's a compromise. Takash teaches me leather, but not only Takash, any kind of leather. Rabbeinu Tam has a chumra that it has to be leather from a behemoth to Hira. Because that much we learn from Takash, that it has to be a behemoth Tahira. However, Taisus argues in Rabbeinu Tam, the Arshurua brings down, once Rabbeinu Tam said it, you might as well be Machmer. Again, I don't know how Halacha L'maisa, whether they're Machmer or not. Something tells me that they are. If the Arshurua says to be Machmer, they're probably Machmer, and they use our behemoth Tahira, which means they use cow hide and instead of camel hide. Rashi.
Takash was a
behemoth Torah? What? The Gemara in Shabbos says Takash was a behemoth Torah.
How come we never brought
Kavanah? Because not every behemoth Torah can you bring Kavanah. Shark has the Vayez. That.
Who says
Takash that? Might not be a behemoth Torah, it might be a Chaya Torah.
But who says that the leather also is necessary for the Suez, like where he said?
What? To Machlaikas.
If you
yeah, it's a Chumra. We are Machmer on that. Gazelle.
Gazelle.
That's what I think it is. Tekaya. Tekaya to
Haifa. The land
there. Yeah. Rashi. Ein Cholzen Bay, the Bina Kula de Ar, the Xivan Alko Tachash. Amar Likarli Nal, Ache Kula Shalar, it has to be made all out of leather. It's not called Inal. This will be a matter of Machloikis Tanoim, whether that is true or not. Whether we need leather for shoes or not is a Machloikis Tanoim. This is Rabbi Yaisi's opinion later on. According to Rameyer's opinion, we will have an argument about exactly what Rameyer needs, but everybody seems to agree that according to Rabbi Yaisi, you need a leather to be called inal. We will see later on some machlekes tanoim. So I'm pointing out that this opinion of Rav goes with Rabbi Yaisi's opinion. I'm learning like Rashi now. Goes with Rabbi Yaisi's opinion that now has to be leather. Something about Vayter. Boy mine Rav lozim a Rav. Who shall arm?
What is the now? Is it sandal? Is it now?
No, there's a Torah word now. That's a Torah word. The Torah says the word now. Now means a shoe. Shoe can mean shoe or sandal. They're both included in the word now. It's a generic name. Then, in Chazal's words, they differentiated between the types of shoes, and they called the soft leather one now, and or minnow, and the hard leather one sandal. Now, I just want to point out, I like to point this out, in the Hebrew language, in Lashon Kodesh, the name of the whole is the name of the main. Yom has two meanings. It's a 24-hour period. It also is the daylight of the 24-hour period. It's the same word. Yom can mean 24 hours. Yom can mean the daylight part of the 24 hours. Because that is the main part of the 24 hours. So the main part of the whole gets the same name as the whole. Shabbos means a week. Shabbos means Shabbos. Because the main part of the week is Shabbos. So the name used for the whole week is used for the main part of the week, which is Shabbos. Cheresh means someone, Rachmana Litzlan, who can't speak and can't hear. But someone who can't hear is also called a cheresh, even though he can speak. Because the main part of being a cheresh is the inability to hear, which affects his ability to speak. So we find banim. Banim means children. Banim means sons. I hope I have no ladies on the line, because the main part of children is sons. They carry on your name. And therefore, Bonim is the name for children, and Bonim is the name for sons. That's how it is in the Lashon Kodesh language. This is how it works. Following that, Nal means shoe, but in shoe, there are two kinds of shoe. One that we refer to as minnow now, which is the soft leather one, and one is the sandal, which is the hard leather one. But in, I guess, the name now was used for the main kind of shoe.
The problem is that
again, I'm just pointing that out. Yes.
The core, this passage the core, whatever it is in Yeheskel, I think. The bottom line is, soft shoe is not the best one to use.
Only the dry bottom. The dry sense is just as good as a sandal.
But bottom line is
that it's a dry bottom de katakana. Bottom line. That means with the raisa, there is no difference between a soft shoe and a hard shoe. It's like David dry bottom.
When we say soft and hard, are you talking about the sole, the bottom?
I thought the whole thing. Again, you're talking to the I'm Aretz in here. Not even a hedget, an Aretz. I don't know. I assumed it to be the whole thing, the makeup of the whole shoe.
If you think of a sandal.
Again, I have no idea how their sandals were made and how their shoes were made. I have no idea. I don't remember. I don't know. Zakti Gemara Baitim. Bar Minei Rav Lazar Merav. Hushom Ar V'Tarsi Yisuf Shosar. What happens? It's made out of leather, and the Tarsi Yisuf, which I think are the flaps, am I right? No, the straps, are made out of hair, which also comes from an animal. It's the hair, goat hair. So, in a certain sense, it's an animal product, right? The question is that considered enough to be called a nal? Because it's made out of animal things, not the skin necessarily, but the hair, the goat's hair. Amaloi, Miloi Kareinim Beva Nalchot HaKash? Doesn't that get involved in the Nalchot HaKash? Meaning, it qualifies, because it's from the animal's product. It's a product of the animal. And Nalcho, I will make shoes from you from Takash. Now, Takash can mean leather, and Takash can mean... Takash can mean the hair, the goat's hair. It's also, the hair of an animal is also part of the Takash. So he asked them, if that's the case, Yachi Kulish Yosar Nami. So why can't the whole shoe be made out of goat's hair? If you're telling me that all Takash is teaching me is that it has to be made out of a product of an animal, right? Obviously of an animal's covering, not of an animal's, we're not talking about meat and intestines, but rather the animal covering, but that includes goat's hair as well. If that's the case, so make the whole shoe out of that. Why do you have to have made out of leather? And for the Gemara, Ahur Karka Mikri. It is called Karka, which is not called shoe. It has a different name, and we want a shoe. It loses its name now. Now refers to a shoe. This does not qualify as a shoe. I don't know how does he translate karka?
Karka.
Okay, I could have done the same. It's not a shoe. On the side it says that it has its own name, and we Torah did say now, and it's not called a now, so therefore it doesn't qualify. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, Tarsi Yisuf. I don't know if I did the Rashi Midiachrini or Behem Acheres Resandel. Tarsi Yisuf, Ritzu Yisuf, Shulsar Minaytsu Shulizim Goter Korka. Okay. Amalei Rav Kahana l'Shmuel. So Rav Kahana asked Shmuel the following question. Mimai d'hai v'chol t'nad l'mi'aragloi mishlofu. How do I know? Let me explain what the Gemara is going to be driving at. Cholutz can mean remove, and cholutz can mean zvizus. What's the word I'm looking for?
Alacrity.
Wow, yeah. No, I know the word alacrity, but it doesn't work in...
Ready.
Mobilized.
No.
I think mobilized would be the best. A positive. Mobilized. Chalutz can mean one, chalutz can mean the other. Frek to Gemara. How do you know v'chol t'nah l'maragla v'mishlevu? How do you know that the word chol t'nah means remove? D'chtiv v'chol t'nah savanam v'shemein anagam. We learned it out from the Torah where it uses the word chol t'nah savanam talking about a house that has a nega, you remove the stones. So chotzu means remove. So chotzu nala means remove the shoe. Ve'imus ruzihu. How does he translate the word
ruzihu?
Readying.
Readying?
Ready yourself. Readying. The chotzu chotzu ma'itcham anashim l'tava. When Moshe Rabbeinu was getting the army ready to fight Midian, says, "Hecholtzu meyetchem, take from you men for the army. Bring." So he, Archko is translating, "Ready people to go fight." So maybe becholtzu means put on the shoe, get ready the shoe. Positive, not remove the shoe. The word cholatz in the Torah is used in both ways: remove and get ready to do. The opposite. So how do you know which one the Torah wants the guy to do? Maybe the Torah wants the lady to put on his shoe. Again, we're giving the Gemara a chance to work it out. Yes?
She has to do some form of an action, right?
Yeah, so maybe she's putting on his shoe. I told you, that's why I don't like ready.
Okay,
it means put on. The opposite of take off. You're mistranslating the pasuk. When it says hecholtzu meyitchem, it means remove yourself from your house to go to war. So the word hecholtzu doesn't mean positive, go do an action to go to war. It means remove. Remove yourself from your house so you can go to war.
Draft them.
What?
Draft them for war. Like a draft.
Remove. Remove yourself from your house to go to war. Rashi. The Havamina is she should put it on his foot. A poor person gets power, gets
support.
That's what he says. Yachlitz ani b'anyai. Rashi says that we give power, give positive energy, a poor person through his poverty. So again, yachloitz is used as a positive. I don't know a good English word for this. Ready doesn't, I don't like it.
Support.
Yeah, but he uses ready and support. It's the same idea. It's a positive. Zog de Gemara, no, that's not what it means. It means, b'schar anya yichal tzu medina shel gehenem. The poor person saves people from gehenem through his poverty. Yachlitz ani means he will be removed because of his poverty. Removed from Gehenna. He suffers in this world, so he won't have to suffer in Gehenna.
Why can't he be removed from his poverty?
No, it says be'anya, in his poverty. Rashi, v'ksiv yachlitz ani ba'anya klimi yisazenu v'yitkin le'kayach. Should give him power to support him. Sh'anokhanam yishluvihu v'okhkame b'chskar anya. Shekipur olav b'chayav. The poverty is a forgiveness in his lifetime. Yechatzenu v'yatzilenu b'dinu shel Gehenna will remove him and save him from Gehenna. Frak the Gemara l'hadachsev. Chayin ha-malach Hashem. The malach of Hashem rests. Sobiv li'yareyav. Around those who fear Hashem. V'yechaltzeim. Pashtas it means. And he saves them from trouble. He removes them. I'm sorry. Pashtas, that's the answer. V'yechaltzeim. He gives them strength. Right? Now, it's the because of the Yireyim, they're removed from the Gehenna. Ashi, Yechaltzim Kosal Kazaitach Zruzihu Sheachlifu Kayach. By the way, Pashup Shat, Ritzei V'achlitzeinu Hashem Alekeinu. We say it Shabbos. Ritzei V'achlitzeinu. Achlitzeinu means strengthen us. That's what it means? What does Archko say in the Tevach Litenu? I think he said, again, I don't argue with Archko. I'll aim a sheaf and I'll Archko, but I think. We have to see how the Rebbe of Archko learns. Yeah. He skips to translate the word.
Really?
Yep.
So the translator says strengthen.
What? Strengthen.
Strengthen.
He skips the word Archko. May it please you, Hashem, our God, the Mitzvah, he skips the word Hachlitzeinu. That's pretty good. Oh, so at the bottom he says, the word Akvitenu has multiple connotations. It can be translated to help us avoid all suffering, strengthen or fortify us, save us, and allow us to rest. So he says, Akvitenu has multiple meanings, so he didn't translate it. Back to the Gemara. Elohadu Ksev Achtum Esecha Yachlitz. The bones will be strengthened. It's the best bracha. Because the best bracha is to make the person stronger that he can conceive other brachas. All other brachas are outside of his body. He'll make money. He'll have this. This is him. He will be a healthier person. That's the best bracha. Strengthening of his bones. Strengthening of his body. So you see clearly that the word yachlitz is a positive, not removal. Dr. Gemara, and you're right. Mashmahachi or mashmahachi. It has multiple translations. It can mean positive, it can be removed. But over here, the hachi isal gedaita zuzihu, if it would mean she should put on his shoe, can lift the rachmana the koltenaloi buragloi. She should put the shoe on his foot, not me'au ragloi. Therefore, it's a raya. Therefore, it's a raya that it means remove, not put on.
Rather, we're not using the context of what she is saying to try to get meaning to this.
No, but she doesn't say a word about shoes.
I know, but she's saying a very negative thing. Why would we think that we would then translate Chalitza to mean something that's very positive?
Well, you don't know what procedure is going to be mocked to her. Maybe it's putting on the shoe. You know, get out of here. I don't know. We'd have a whole stickle tie around why that's positive. What do you think? I think it's Schleifner Lecho. Schaul Lecho Marek Lecho.
So why isn't
it
used here?
Again, that's not a kasha. You know what I mean? There's always different Hebrew words used.
In other words, we wouldn't have problems understanding the word.
No, there's no not good questions. I went through this already. No, every question is a good question. The answer, the real answer to you is, there are no synonyms in Lashon Kodesh.
Right.
And therefore, obviously, Shal and Chalait have two different meanings in taking off. And it would be the wrong meaning if I use... I don't know what the difference is. But there is a sefer out there that goes through the Malm, there's two of them that I'm aware of, that go through all those things and show there are no synonyms. They're slightly different.
Whatever most of the can't apply here.
Exactly. Whatever he was told to do is different than how, I have no idea. But there are no synonyms.
So,
and therefore, chalitz is used because chalitz is supposed to be used.
So we don't know what the type of chalitz means, right?
It can be either one, but we figure it out by context.
I know, but what would happen, why don't you say this? We don't know what chalitz means in two things. Five places it means remove, and one place it means support. To go up the rope. More time. We don't know what it means in this context. So I could say, you know what? Most of the time it means this. This is what it means. Do you do that?
No.
But I'm saying, why don't you do that?
Because you don't.
But why don't you do that? We're questioning what it means.
There's
most
two
of the
reasons.
Time it means
there's two
this.
Reasons. Again, you're having a great question. But there are two
reasons. I don't need that.
You don't need
that
today? Okay. Today you don't need any compliment. I won't compliment you. The answer to your question is that once we came out that it has two meanings, all the previous psukim that we got out by saying, remove yourself from your house to go to war, all these things go out the window now. They all mean positive.
Oh, really? I thought at the end of that. Oh, you mean.
Meaning once, the only reason we did that is because he said Chalatz on because it only has one meaning.
That's where it stayed that way.
Why should it stay that way once we see there's two translations? We only said that shot, remove yourself from your house to go to war, because we thought Chalitza means only remove.
So it comes out, bottom line is, that Pasuk, let's say, for example, by the war thing, we don't know how to touch it now.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Clean him off the show, so I'm going to be able to help him to take it away.
You can learn two ways. he saves them from Dina Shel Gehenim, or he strengthens them. Once you have this, you go back to those Sukkim, and you can say whatever shot you want. You're not limited anymore. Either that, or strengthen us.
What's the negative thing on that?
Take us away from Gehenim. Take us away from suffering. Let's say, remove us from suffering. Our school can offer four pshat to Menachli Teinu. Yes. Hold one second. Hello? 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 Hi. Can't hear you, what? I'm middle of shiur. Can I call you in 40 minutes? In 30 minutes, I'll call you. It's marriage is strong, that's why I am. Yes?
And over here it's called Kilutanal. How do we get this sandal again?
Now in the Torah, I don't know if you were here, I covered this at the beginning of the day. Now the Torah means a leather foot covering.
In other words,
the
generic term, or
yes, I went through this at the beginning of the day. I guess you weren't here for that.
Okay, so how do we get to sandal?
That's a leather foot covering.
As opposed to a shoe.
They're both leather foot coverings. They're both good biblically. One I think Xavier Drabon on. It doesn't do with the pasuk.
There's one that called that karka is not a shoe.
No, that's because it's not made out of any leather. It's made out of hair. Loses its name. Okay, let's move on. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Zakti Gemara, he caused the Baraglav, I mean the Baraglav Beshuk Eloi. No, it
could. You can avoid this whole conversation by just giving his answer right away.
Yeah, the owl.
What?
The owl.
You know, this guy, you can ask a million times in the Gemara. But the Gemara works it through, it's a process. Zakti Gemara. You know, again, what I'm going to say now might be 100% wrong, but
unlikely.
No, it's very possible. In Yerushalmi, this is way, usually it would go that way. Question? Ma'al Raglai. And next. There's no, very little back and forth in Yerushalmi. Very little back and forth. If there is, it's very minor. It's a question, an answer, or no answer, and move on. Yerushalmi works in much, they had much more clarity than Babli did, in the sense they didn't go back and forth and think it through. And therefore, they got straight. The words are much harder to understand because we're not used to the language. But a lot of the pilpul that Babli has, the Gemara says, "B'machshakim Hashivani," in the darkness he has placed the Zeh Talmud Babli. Talmud Babli gropes, works, goes around. Back and forth and back, and works it out. It's all in Aramaic. This is also Aramaic. It's a different dialect of Aramaic. I don't know. It's a different dialect of Aramaic. So is Targum Onkelos. They're all different dialects of Aramaic. And because you understand one, doesn't make you understand the other. Also, it uses different languages, but words. But the bottom line is, they had more clarity, less back and forth. But we don't paskin like Yerushalmi. We paskin like Babli because they were later and worked it out and worked it out more and worked it out more. That's why that became the basis of halacha.
But it's so much better this way because now we have four other psukim,
right?
Which we would not have. You would not have known these other four psukim.
Correct.
How to translate it?
You still don't know. You have two translations now.
Right. But I would have thought maybe it's only one way. Now we know this.
You're right. Exactly what you gain on Babli, Maskim. By the way, we learn Babli, you noticed?
I'm saying, aren't you happier now that you know, besides you know me all?
Okay, let's go back to Fakti Gemara.
I thought it was.
Fakti Gemara.
I thought it was
talking. Ikatsi Rahmani Baragloi, have I been a Baragloi in Beshaikaloi? Can't say, Chaltanala Baragloi. Because we Paskin, that Rahmani Litzlan, the person can't do chalitza. Well, I shouldn't say that's machlekes rishonim, but let's learn one way that he can do chalitza off the foot, off the leg, not off the foot, right? That's what we learn now from the word me'al ragloi. from the part that's above the foot. Whereas if it would say Biraglai, we wouldn't allow that. We would say it has to be the foot, not the leg.
What's the word for leg?
What?
What is the word for
leg? Shike. Zok the Gemara. Raglai is foot, correct. Even though we use raglai to include foot many times, but in its main meaning, it means foot. Correct. Well, regal can be yamim tayvim also. Shalosh regalim, right? The reason it's called regalim is because you walk by foot.
But it doesn't mean legs. Get your legs up to this.
I told you, most of the time it's either or.
It includes the regal then.
Right. Zok the Gemara came lichtav rachmana bima al raglai. It would have said, put it on bima al raglai, even on above the foot. Wouldn't it say me'al? It would say bima'al, onto the above. My me'al raglai, shmamina mishlefu means remove. Rashi, is there Rashi, afilu b'shaykai, im nechtach raglai. Hachi gasinim ke nechta bima'al raglai, my me'al raglai, shmamina shlufihu, it means remove. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Amar le'ahu mina, l'rev Gamliel. A min usually refers to early Christians. And that's usually the Minim are. In fact, that's why they made the Birchas Haminim, was because many Jews became early Christians. And you couldn't tell, in those days, early Christians practiced Yiddishkeit. They kept all Taryag Mitzvahs. They had a 614 one, and that is, they believed Yashka was an Avodah Zarah. But besides that, they were from Jews. They kept Shabbos, they kept kosher, they wore tefillin, they wore tzitzis. It was only later on that one of the disciples decided that you don't have to keep those mitzvahs anymore. The main thing is believe in Yashka and you're good to go. But before that, and it's a big shaila who did it and why they did it, but I'm not going to get involved in that now. But the early Christians kept, you couldn't tell. You couldn't tell whether the guy's davening to Yashka or davening to Hashem. You had no idea. He was saying the same Nusach HaBracha. Well, they said it's the new form of Judaism. Exactly. Exactly, evolvement of Judaism, exactly. So they made the special bracha where you curse the minim, the lamashinim alti sikva, right? You curse those people, and therefore they wouldn't say that. So that's how they were able to weed out the minim. They sent him to the oven, and when he got to the lamashinim and he skipped it, they threw him out. That's why the Birchas Haminim was made. I mean, it was not the only reason it was made. It was a tefillah that Hashem should save us from them. But the bottom line is, it served to weed them out. Then there's a big shaila, and I can spend a half an hour on this, and I'm not, is that there's some that hold that it was a Tana that decided to act like a Christian, like a disciple of Yashka, and he's the one that changed things. From Shabbos to Sunday, he changed all these things in order to drive a wedge, to make sure that it doesn't get confusing. It was very hard. You didn't know who was from, who was not from, who was real, who was not real. They were doing the same things.
He acted as a double agent.
Acted as a double agent, correct. And according to some, and this is very controversial, according to some, he's the one that wrote Nishmas. He never got married because he didn't want to marry a guy or a lady. So he made the rule that priests can't get married, and he didn't eat meat. All those things they say came from this again. It's a theory. It's a big machlekas. Some say chas v'shalom to say this.
The celibacy came from centuries.
Yeah, did it?
Yeah, yeah.
It didn't come from Peter.
No, it came 1,000 years ago.
Okay, so anyway, they say Peter was the one. If it is, it's Peter. If this is true, it's Peter that did this. If it's true. If not, it's not true. Anyway, some say it's not true, chas v'shalom, to say that. But whatever it is, some say that's when it changed, because it was the Dafka change to keep Jews from mingling. But anyway, this min said to Rav Gamliel, Ama d'cholos le'mara minei. You're a nation that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam removed himself from you. He gave up on you Jews. You're a cursed nation now, right? Now we have new Jews, new religion. You are a nation the Rebbeinu Shel Olam threw away. How do I know that? D'chsev, Hashem. Hosea says, with their sheep and cattle, they will go to search Hashem. They won't find him. Which he thought, he translated mean, Hashem left them. So the men says to Rav Gamliel, Hashem left you people. You're no longer Hashem's chosen nation. There's a new religion here. There's a new way of doing things. Amalei Shaita, Michtiv Chalat Lohem, Chalat Mehem. Does it say he left them? He left from them, which means Beilu Yevama Lechol Tzu Achim Lechol Tzu, the way Rashi is Gairus. Lechol Tzu, where's the Rashi says Lechol Tzu Mino Achim Midi Mashashi Yisvei. Meaning, what would happen if the brothers took off her shoe? Would that be Chalitza? We left Hashem, not Hashem left us. Hashem didn't give up on us. Chalitz Mayhem means he received Chalitza from the Jews. We gave him Chalitza. We removed ourselves. Not he removed himself from us. It's like the woman that received Chalitza from her brothers. It's not supposed to be that way. So you translate Chalitz Mayhem means Hashem left them. No. Hashem didn't give Chalitza to them, which means Hashem didn't remove himself from them. He was removed from them. They removed him from them. The Navi is saying, we have to do tshuva. We're doing Averis.
The subject is the shoe, isn't it?
Again, the word Chalitz means remove. So the... No. Chalitza Naloi means remove the shoe. The word Chalitz means remove. So, the Pasuk says, we will look for Hashem, and we won't find him. Chalatz lohem. Chalatz lohem, the Pasuk says. So, the men said, it means Hashem left them. So he told the Gamliel, you guys are wrong. Your religion is wrong. So he answered him, no, it's not that he left them. They left him. Rashi. Dr. Ashi, he got chalitza from them. But if he does the chalitza, he takes her shoe. Does that mean anything? Same thing here. We removed from Hashem. Hashem didn't remove himself from us. End of story.
Our doing.
Exactly. Not a raya, he's saying that the pasuk never says Hashem left. It says we left.
And therefore?
Therefore it doesn't mean that Hashem is cursing. The men wanted to prove that the religion no longer, Hashem gave up on us. There's a new religion now. There's a new Amanevchar. New Jews. The old Jews are gone. They're cursed. Chalat lohem. Hashem left them. He gave up on them.
Now it means what?
We left him. We have to do tshuva. The Navi is giving us mutzer. But we can't find Hashem because we left him. He didn't leave us. We left him. Yes?
I'm saying, but in regards to the actual taich, it means removed.
Exactly. This is not a taich word. This is just figuring out how to answer that men who claims that Judaism is no longer a preferred religion. Which is what the Christians claim, right? That there's now a new Jew. A new way of serving Hashem.
Well, I mean, if Hashem left us on the sun, why does that mean there's a new religion?
That means he doesn't care about us anymore.
No, he
left us.
He left us because we're not Roy to be his nation.
That means he left us. He means he went somewhere else. That follows.
Hashem all the time says, if you don't do, I'm going to have to leave you.
Where does it say that? Excuse me. Where does it say that? All the time. I want to hear one time. I'm better than you. You said all the time.
Many times Hashem says, you don't do
where? So tell me one.
I can't tell you one because you don't know one place where it says Hashem says I'm leaving you. You don't do the mitzvahs.
What?
Hide his face. Doesn't mean he's not there. He didn't leave. Hide his face.
Shitz has the answer. He wants to make me feel bad. You don't know one place Hashem says, I'm leaving you?
Show me one place. What? Bazavdim. Horavish of Bazavdim. Behavior is BC. I should come to you.
Thank you. I'm voting for a sentence. I'm serious. No matter what. Because what you did, I'm voting for your seven.
Good gosh, I don't think Azavtim and Kolot is the same thing. I think Kolot means a permanent removal. Azavtim can be temporary. But I apologize for saying that there's...
I don't apologize for saying that. My Renner came through.
Okay. That's the way I'd like to.
Doesn't mean me.
No, some do. Only the Tuxvar does. They don't say that. They say V'chol Arisha. In the Tuxvar it says V'chol Aminim Kerega Yevedu. We say Minim. Right. We say Minim. The Nusach Ashkenaz says V'chol Arisha.
Right.
The Tuxvar that say Minim? Right. See, drop the subject. But there's a Gemara in Brachas that it says there that Rameir davened that he had Minim in his neighborhood. Was it Minim there in the Gemara? There were people that bothered him. He davened that Hashem should kill them. So his wife said, it doesn't say Yitamu Chaitim in our earth, it says Yitamu Chatoim. Don't daven that the sinners should get away. Go that the sin should get away. They should do tshuva. So that becomes the Shaila. When do we daven against people? When do we daven against the sin? So Nusach Ashkenaz says, V'chol Aricha Kerega Taibet, wickedness should go away. Not talking about the people. The Sukhsvart says that Aminim, you can daven against them straight. And therefore they say, V'chol Aminim Kerega Yevedu. Right? There's a little thing, but we say V'chol Aminim. I mean, we. I daven Svart, so I say V'chol Aminim. The Tukhashkin says, V'chol Arisha Kerega Tevet. Right. Zakti Gemara Vaita. Bampuya Chalitasa Psula. Ampulya is a cloth covering of the foot. How does he translate it? Slipper? What? What?
Sock.
Okay. Remember the Ampulya la minuhu? Are you telling me that a cloth covering of the foot is not called a shoe? Utananami. And I can even prove it again from another Mishnah. It says, Eina tayram nichnas. This is halacha that they took Trumas Halishka. They went into a room to take coins in a bucket from a room full of coins. Now the guy that went in, we have to make sure that he's not hiding some coins on his body. Right? You know, it's a very enticing thing. You walk into a room full of Machzis HaShekels, you're taking Machzis HaShekels in the Trumas HaLishka to buy Korbanos, and meanwhile you'll slip some in your pocket, or your cuff. Right? So in order to make sure that nobody accuses the person that's going in of doing his serving his self-interest while he's in there, so they made sure that Eina Tarim Loi Niklas Veloi B'mar Pargut Chafus, not with any shirt that has a seam, ahem, meaning that you could stick things in, or Veloi B'Ampalya, not wearing any sock. Vain Tark Lamin Beminum, for sure not with a shoe, because you're not allowed to walk in with a shoe into Nazara. So for sure you're not walking in with a shoe. That means Ampalya and Minu are two different things. That's what it's saying. It's saying you can't go in without Ampalya because you might slip some coins in, and you can't go in and Minu because you're not even allowed to wear a Minu in the Azara. You see, Ampalya is not a Minu. Vain Tark Lamin Beminum, the Vain Tark Lamin Beminum, the Sandu Azara. Or a Minu. I have a contradiction. Echad Minu with Sandu Ampalya.
Who thought that they were the same thing? Where the house may be thought that they were the same thing?
Well, it's a foot covering. Maybe minnow means a foot covering. Made out of any material. Or a minnow. Echad minnow v'sando v'ampalya. Lo yitao mehem. Lo mi bayis lo bayis lo mi mita lo mita. You cannot wear a Yom Kippur any, not a shoe, not a sandal, and not an ampalya. That means ampalya is viewed as a shoe. And on Yom Kippur is an isra of ne'ilus ha-sando, right? You can't wear shoes. So included in that is Ampalya. That's what it says. So it's a contradiction. Is an Ampalya considered a shoe or not? Dr. Gemara Amar Abaya, the Izbek Sisi Mishum Tainik. It's not a shoe. Shoe has to be leather. It's going like Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi holds a shoe has to be leather. However, it's anything enjoyable can be worn in Yom Kippur. And a sock that has ksisi, which is pieces of material. What does he say?
Small pieces of rag.
Right, make it comfortable so it's enjoyable. You don't wear foot coverings in Yom Kippur. This is not halacha lemaisa. You don't wear foot coverings on Yom Kippur that are enjoyable. Nothing to do with shoe. Amalei Rava, Mishum Tainig B'loi Minu B'loi Yom Kippur Mi'asiri. Is that true? You cannot wear a foot covering that's enjoyable if it's not a shoe? But Rabba Bar Avuna Karach Sudra Akari B'Navik. Rabba Bar Avuna put a kerchief around his foot and walked out. It was comfortable. In Asur and Yom Kippur. Obviously, comfort is not Asur. There's nothing wrong wearing something comfortable. It's Asur wearing shoes. Elamar Rava Loikasha. Kambam Puyusha Or, Kambam Puyusha Begin. There are thin socks made out of leather, and there are thin socks made out of material. Therefore, the one that's Asur Yom Kippur is the leather one, and the one that's not considered a shoe is the material one. There are two kinds. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, Leibe par ein hatayrim, as halishka, Nicholas Litroim, Leibe par ein chafas chaluk, that the shirt she has by Imre as a hem, shlech shidu alayma b'tach Imre hakabik safim, that he stuck some maktas ha-shekels into his hem. Chaveri b'msechtes yuma, shlech yaiti yadam b'tach ha-schipas chalukai. You have the same word over there when a guy crosses a river in Shabbos. We're afraid that he might do schita, so we say he should keep his hands in the hem of his clothing. Because we're afraid he'll stuff it with coins. Who wants me to you to trample my chatzar? We learn out from there that the shoe is chatzar. Since we're listing them separately, obviously it's not included in the middle.
I mean, there's another eight. Instead of having to come dressed a certain way, have two people to go in.
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. I'm sorry, you don't need compliments today. It's a question. I don't know the answer. Toby, you don't want to be complimented today. That's why I take back the good. It's a question. Let me tell them, you have a Kippurim. David Minil Sassandu. Sisil Chatikas Daka Shemukim. Little pieces of rags of Or Rach. And soft leather. Mishum tainig, v'lam mishum to have an ilah. It's usher because it's not because it's a shoe, but because it's enjoyable. Hachi gasinan elam a rabbi leikasha. Masnisin the trumas halishka bam pa'yishem begin. V'lam megin avi doesn't protect. Lavi now. V'gam azari nami lekem azari. There's nothing wrong in walking to the azara. Ain't derech lachnisa betit because it usually doesn't come in dirty. It's soft. It's leather. It's not leather, and therefore, the reason you can't walk in with shoes into the azara is because the shoes are dirty. This is not dirty. People keep this clean because it's not to get themselves all dirty. While the Amakipurim Bishalor, Dr. Gemara Chanami Mistabra. It makes sense. Rava's answer makes sense. If you're not going to say the difference between leather and other materials, Kashi Amakipurim by Amakipurim. We have a contradiction about Yom Kippur. The Tanya Lo Yitaya Adam Bekudixim B'Tech Beisai. A person should not walk with kudixin, which is
undershoes,
which is what? Doesn't say the word socks. Rashi says min olim dakin, little shoes shetachas min olim oven, under the thick shoes shelohagim and amayim. It helps protect from the water. It's like rubbers, except it's made out of leather. When they cry undershuch, which is in Yiddish undershoe, the Lashon Ashkenaz in German.
We have now
overshoes. Right. It says you can walk with, you can't walk with conviction, but you can walk with Ampila. But the previous rise said you can't walk with Ampila. So we've proven there's two kinds of Ampilia. One is leather, those are Asur Yom Kippur, and one is material, and that is Mutar Yom Kippur, and it's not a shoe, and therefore it's Asur V'chalitza.
Why shouldn't the person walk in his house like that?
It's leather.
On Yom Kippur?
Yeah.
Oh.
Tanya Kavasa Deraba. Now here is a brisa that's going to be a little bit difficult, but we will try our best. The Gemara is going to have two pshatim in the brisa, so let's see what it says. Chol to b'minu hanifram. Shechayfes rei v'rego. If a person used, if the woman used, she removed a shoe that was ripped. but it was covering most of the foot. Right? Now, we don't like to use shoes because they might be ripped, and we don't like ripped shoes. But if he did, it was covering most of the foot. Remember we said if it covers most of the foot, it's considered a kosher chalitza.
Were those worn by people? Is this something that was typically worn of
shoes? I guess so. You know, people couldn't afford new shoes. They wore torn shoes.
Well, what's the problem with it?
Again, it's a ripped shoe, because once it's ripped, it might not cover the right of the rego.
That's zero?
Right. B'sandu hanifchas, or a sandal that broke, shemekabos right of rego. Again, uncommon. People usually don't wear those kinds of sandals because they're hard leather and it hurts. But this guy, she was using a sandal that was not complete, but it covered most of the foot. And remember, most of the foot means the heel here, too. B'sandu shosham, Shosiv, right? Sandal Shosham. That is a sandal made out of?
Rush.
What?
R-U-S-H.
Never heard.
R-U-S-H?
Or Bass.
Rush or Bass. That's Shosiv. Rashi? Kashahu Megan Olaf. Rashi has the word gummy. We don't have the word gummy in our Braisa. Bekav Hakita. Kav Hakita is a prosthesis. It's a prosthesis. And it's where the foot was. And he did chalitza on from that, meaning that was removed. That was the shoe that was removed. They removed the prosthesis. That's what she removed off his leg. She removed the prosthesis off his leg. Now, the prosthesis didn't have to go all the way to the knee. It could be lower. They added a piece of thing that he could step on, use as similar to a shoe. Unfortunately, he doesn't have a foot. So, prosthesis. Or, the mic. Mic is, again, hard material.
It's
felt. Thank you. Besmichas haraglayim. And that is, the people that have to walk on their hands and on their feet, and they dragged themselves on the floor. Shem Yerachim. So they put leather on top of their hands and foot, so that when they walk, it should protect their hands and foot from dragging on the floor. It's hurtful. So they wear these leather things on top of their foot, on their leg. Rashi. We'll catch up with Rashi. Sham Begami. I'm sorry. Nifram Lashon Loisifraimu B'Shayach. Prima b'mino, prisa b'kibul shayach b'sandal. The word prima is by mino, soft leather, and prisa is by hard leather. Kibul means the opposite of prisa, means it's holds. Shemekabel is reverego. Shan v'gami kashu megin who protects. V'kabakita shenikta ragu oisikim in tfus v'rego. He makes like a form of a foot. V'yashua beis kibul katan. V'machin sham reish shayka. He puts in his foot. V'ein nismachalav. He doesn't rely on it. He doesn't lean on it. V'ukari kav. They didn't lean on it. It was more for show. And he has a stick, a staff, to help him walk. Shura b'shaykov. This is tied. This is like to support his walking. Meaning, basically, it's there, but he didn't put weight on it. It was just there, like a shoe. The mic, shalevet kashin amugin, it's made out of felt, smicha sirglaim, misham halach b'yadav, the gair rislaglov, he drags his feet, oysalam smicha shal eitah shal ora machnas lutaychay. Bampulya shalar, or a leather ampulya. Right. Vachaletzes min hagadol. And she is chaylitz from a person who is a gadol. Bein oimed, bein yashev, bein baita. Whether the man is standing, sitting, or leaning. Or chaletzes min atzuma. Or the man is blind, chalitza sukshera. In all those cases, the chalitza is kasher. So the bottom line is, now this is problematic, because some of these things are not leather, and we're going to have a problem. What happened to the thing that you needed leather for a shoe? And some of these things were not leather. We had mic, we had the prosthesis made out of wood. So that's going to be the Gemara's discussion. But what we want from here is, what we want from here is that you notice he talked about an ampilia shalor. There's two kinds of ampilias. There's a leather sock. And therefore, that's what Rava had said. there's a leather sock. Abaye had said, there's no, doesn't talk about a leather sock. He said, even a material sock is Asur in Yom Kippur. Rav had said, no, there's a leather sock. So this proves Rav right. We'll continue mentioning with this tomorrow.